Hi, it's Lindley Oz, and it's time for another Word for the Day. In this episode of Word for the Day, I'm going to reveal to you how Deuteronomy chapter 5, which is the Ten Commandments, reveals to us in the words, two tablets of stone, that Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is the chief cornerstone. He is the living, breathing Ten Commandments. He is the law written on our hearts. So now I'm going to go ahead and show you. Right here in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 22, it says, "These words the Lord spoke to all your assembly at the mountain from the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and of the thick gloom, with a great voice. And he added no more. He wrote them on two tablets of stone and gave them to me." First of all, Luke chapter 12, verse 49, Jesus says, "I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is accomplished. Do you suppose that I came to grant peace on the earth? I tell you no, but rather division. For from now on, five members in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law." Here in Matthew chapter 10, verse 34, Jesus says, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be the members of his own household. He who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who has found his life will lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake will find it." Then we have 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Peter tells us, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with exaltation. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rest on you." I show you that for a reason. Let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 22. It says, "These words the Lord spoke to all your assembly at the mountain." A mountain in the Bible represents a king or a leader. We know Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, and he is the King. "These words the Lord spoke to all your assembly at the mountain from the midst of the fire," from the middle, from the heart. Midst means heart. Midst of the fire. This is prophetic for us today here at the end. Those of us being refined by the fires of God. Those of us going through trials and tribulations and persecutions in our own lives. God is merely trying to refine us and consecrate us and set us apart and strip us of our flesh nature, the sinful nature, the profane sinful nature, of the cloud and of the thick gloom. With a great voice, who is the voice? Who is the word? Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And he added no more. He wrote them on two tablets of stone and gave them to me. Well, let's look at what two tablets of stone mean, because most people are unaware that tablets also means boards of wood. Boards of wood. It can be a board, a slab, a tablet, or a plank. Tablets of stone, boards of wood, or even a plate of metal. But we're going to focus on two boards of wood, or two planks of wood. And who is the chief cornerstone? Jesus Christ, Yeshua. God wrote the law on two planks of wood, Jesus Christ. Isn't that just absolutely phenomenal? Isn't that absolutely amazing and phenomenal? God wrote his Ten Commandments on two planks of wood, on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, who died and shed his blood on two planks of wood, we know as a cross, where Jesus suffered immensely and paid the price and became the object of sin. He became profane and defiled, though he was innocent and sinless, and paid the price for our sins so that we could truly repent and pick up our cross and follow him. My friends, we are all going through trials and tribulations of our own. Just about everyone I know is going through something horrible. Please know that God is merely consecrating us. He is stripping us of the ways of the flesh. We are all undergoing great stress. God is also testing our faith, our obedience, our fidelity, our trust. So, for example, myself, I've had a very, very bad last few weeks. If you rent a home, landlords everywhere are jacking up the rent so huge that people cannot even afford to live. And all sorts of people who are going through something similar, the rent is getting increased. I'm not getting any support hardly at all, except for from a few people. I have hardly anything coming in, and it's very difficult to afford to pay my rent, pay my electricity, buy food. I basically live off of peanut butter, tuna fish, eggs, crackers, apples, and things like that. So it's bad for all of us. Many of you are unaware that I'm sitting here suffering each and every day. Of course, I have my enemies who could care less. But yeah, I may very well lose my home. My landlord notified me now that she's going to look into selling her house to an investor. If the investor doesn't buy the house, then she's going to put it on the market. If she puts it on the market, I will have to leave. And if she gets this investor interested, it will be up to that investor as to whether or not I can continue staying here and at what cost. I don't know. So I can't afford to move and I can't afford to stay here. So I'm in a terrible, terrible situation. So please pray for me. Pray that my support will pick up and that things will get better so I can continue sharing the truth with people. This is what I do full time. This is my full time job, and I invest most all of my time into what I do to bring you guys the truth. So like I said, just please pray for me. It's very difficult. So very, very difficult. So it may come down that I have to sell everything I have, and I don't know where I'll go or what I'll do. I don't know. I really don't know. My whole entire life, my living situation is up in the air. So pray for me. Thank you so much. Like I said, maybe that encourages people out there. Maybe you're watching this video and you're going through something similar. So let it encourage you that so many people are going through the same thing. And I just want to remind you guys, if you are watching this video and you do have the means to help support what I'm doing here on YouTube, all over social media, I've devoted my entire life to this. Please consider sowing a gift into this ministry, even if it's just a one-time gift, although I could really use some regular supporters for my work so that I can continue doing this. By doing so, you're helping the kingdom of heaven on this earth because you're helping me to spread the gospel truth of Jesus Christ. So let me tell you, it is really a huge test of my faith and obedience to continuously go through these things. I mean, there's constantly all sorts of horrific things I'm going through. That's just one of them. This just happens to be like the latest. So it's a huge test. And I understand that God is trying to test my faith, my obedience, and things like that. But let me tell you this, I would much rather use the gifts and talents God has blessed me with to feed the sheep, to bless the kingdom of heaven on this earth, than I would to go work for Satan's kingdom, the world, and bless Satan's kingdom. So It is a blessing to me, and I am so honored to do the Lord's work. So I tell you that because, well, I really do need some help, but I'm also telling you that to encourage you that if you're going through something that so many other people, including me, are suffering immensely right now. And, you know, I take a lot of heat from some people for even asking for help. And I didn't used to ask for help a long time ago because I received monetization through YouTube, but now I don't. So let me just show you a verse in case there's anybody watching this video who has a problem with me asking for help. This isn't for those of you who understand that, but for those who might come against me, let me show you what the Bible says. So 1 Timothy chapter 5 says, verse 8, if anyone does not provide for his own and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Now, that is not just pertaining to a husband and his family. It's talking about the body of Christ. The body of Christ is supposed to provide for the members of their own household. In fact, in the book of Acts, everyone sold everything they had and they got together and shared everything. They shared their income. They shared the things that belonged to them. They shared their food, everything. Of course, we don't live in those times, but it's talking about the household of God as well. It says, if they don't provide for his own, especially for those of his household, he is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Now, going on down to verse 17, it says, the elders who rule well are to be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who work hard at preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle the ox while he is threshing, and the laborer is worthy of his wages. So I just thought I would share that for you, especially to those who have a problem with me asking for help and tell me that I need to go get a real job, because this is a real job. I work very, very hard. And I take it very seriously. And there's not a lot of people out there teaching the truth right now. And I work very hard to study the scriptures, to deliver a truthful message straight from the Word of God that is not all muddled up with a bunch of false stuff or anything false. We study the words. So this is what I do full time. So I'm being hindered and muzzled, so to speak, because I don't have hardly anyone supporting me at all anymore. I have very few people who are supporting me and they can't do it on their own. So I really desperately need some help. I'm not trying to make any of you mad and I apologize, but I really am desperately in need, especially right now when I may lose my home. Like I said, I can't afford to move and I can't afford to live. So if any of you could be so kind as to consider a gift, like I said, even if it's one time, you know, that's great. But I especially do need some people who are willing to give to me regularly to help support my teaching of the truth on social media. Again, when you do that, you are partaking in blessing others to hear the message of truth. Even though you're not the one sitting here doing it, you are enabling me to do so by supporting me. And God will bless you for that. Thank you so much. God bless all of you. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, because I am hindered greatly. So I require you guys to share these messages to reach so many people. That's another thing. Please, won't you take the time to also pray that somehow my channel will get released from whatever is hindering it. I would greatly appreciate it. I have subscribers removed by the thousands. My videos don't get seen by so many people because they're hidden somehow. So please, please, please pray for this channel. Pray for me, pray for my family, and pray for everyone who's suffering right now. God bless all of you.